All right, call this a special board meeting, the Sheffield Select Board, June 17, 2026, to order at 6:02 p.m. All right, any additions, deletions, or amendments? Seeing none, all right, correspondence. Check. All right, the highway crew member higher pay benefit package. So, Max, do you want to lead us off with the offer made? We'll leave names out of it for now because...
Yeah, our prospective hire was offered $26 an hour with your buyout, as that one would call it, a buyout of $280 a week. And it figures to $7 an hour.
Correct.
That's a lot. So it would be essentially $33 an hour.
Right.
And he agreed to come here for 31. That was his counter, and we rejected that.
Right.
And I haven't heard from him since. I talked to him the day before yesterday and asked him to get in touch with me today, and I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
Or yesterday I wanted him to get in touch with me. Have you guys heard from
that? Might be because I had messaged him and said we're having a special meeting tonight and the benefits and pay package is up for discussion. So basically hold your horses and let us have this chat because we got to talk about it. So that's probably why he hasn't reached out to you.
I got, some suggestions too, I guess, but go ahead.
So I didn't mean to step on your toes with that, Max. I just wasn't sure what you had communicated to him, and so I just didn't want him to, like, think we forgot about him, so.
So you know more about the counter. He countered to that.
Yes.
28 in some paid days for appointments that he already has. He has diabetes, I guess.
Okay.
And I guess it's not a lot, right? It's like two or three days he's talking about.
He didn't tell me how many. He just said he has a few appointments scheduled, and he was hoping to advance some PTO for that. So then the idea would be that he would get the PTO and deduct it.
My feeling on the matter is the 4 or 5 days of PTO time that the state requires us to give, that's up for grabs immediately. I think you kind of have to anyways, but I don't see why we wouldn't. Anyways,
no, I think especially with something that's a.
It's not like he's taking a vacation, right. You know, he's got to get taken care of.
Bringing the old doctor's note and say, hey, I got this appointment on this day, this day, and this day. Yeah. So that's.
I'm good with that.
I think we can move past that. And that was. That's because primarily with our probationary employees, we don't.
Right. Well, yeah, and there's some give and take always.
Right. Because I think you were 1 year when you and Felicia came on.
Me, Felicia, Kurt, we couldn't take any time off for the first year.
So, I think we've moved on past that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess what it comes down to is whether or not we're going to go with this counter. And as Max pointed out, it's already $2 an hour more than what his counter was the first go around. And in my opinion, the long short was we basically left it up to Max he had the benefits package, and then it's figuring out what the hourly rate is within that for the level of experience and what he's bringing to the table. And, I still think, for me personally, I think that's a very strong offer, the 26 and the stipend, as well as the rest of the benefits package for a new hire. And, where I'm at with it is this is, as a board, we basically authorize Max to go ahead, find somebody, and offer within the parameters given. So to me, it's going to be up to Max on that, whether or not he wants to increase or whatnot, or what he wants to offer. So that's where I stand on it. I'm sure there's probably some other comments, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think 26 is a little low. I think 28 is a better offer because he does have equivalent experience to Mark, and Mark started at 28. And even with the stipend, even if Mark, for some reason, couldn't move into your position when you retire, like if he had to stay in his position, he would still get $28 an hour and the stipend. the stipend is really separate from an hourly rate. And because this candidate has the same qualifications as Mark, I think he should start at $28 an hour, same as Mark. Because he does. They've both worked for larger towns. They've both worked for smaller towns. They have CDLs. They have a similar experience operating equipment. And I think if he wasn't started at $28 an hour, that would be too low.
Well, I will say to that, with Mark coming, he probably would have been offered $24 an hour.
But $24 an hour is an inexperienced rate, and he wasn't inexperienced when he started.
But this was also back a board and a half ago, two boards ago. The rate given was the 28 because he wasn't taking the insurance. So he would have been in that 24 to 26 range at most. Because I can tell you, just based on the experience with the previous board members, the 28 came because he wasn't taking the insurance and because of that, plain and simple. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kurt was hired at 24?
No.
22. So we had already bumped it up a little bit to get up towards the 24, and then by not taking the insurance, that's what brought him up to the 28. That was what the thought process was. Max, I mean, you were there obviously as well. Correct me if I'm wrong on that note.
Yeah, like I've said at every one of these meetings so far, we're being dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Right.
I think we're there now. I think I have a solution. Because it's, Mark and I have talked about this until Mark don't want to talk about it anymore.
He's about neither there, but the sounds of things.
Because you say $26 an hour, mm-hmm. You've got a $7 buyout. But if the town was paying for insurance for that person, nobody'd say a word.
Right.
Probably is true. But it's not going to read like that in the town report, and you three have got to be the ones at town meeting, mm-hmm. standing up there and saying, yeah, this is what we're doing and this is why. And people will question you, I mm-hmm. think. The policy does say 24 to 28 based on experience. And I agree, Corey's at the top end. But
the candidate.
Rory who? And I lost my train.
At the top end, you said.
And if we could change that buyout from 7 to 5, whatever number that would make. Because nobody equals, no, I shouldn't say that. Other towns don't equal the exact amount that they happen to pay for insurance.
Right.
And we didn't either. No. The buyout's like $14,000 for the year. Insurance is $22,000.
Correct.
And when I read it, I went, mm-hmm.
It's almost it's about $4 an hour difference from the insurance to the buyout.
At 7.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is how we came up with that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I would like to see Corey at 28, but not with 7 on top of that. I mean, that's... Because immediately, you're going to have to do that for Mark.
Which we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Well, have. Wouldn't you also get it too, though? Because you don't...
His insurance. He gets
my
insurance.
All of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. What Medicare doesn't pay for.
So we pay for the Medicare, the Part D.
I have a card.
Yeah, you call it? And he has a HRA, so Max doesn't pay anything. Copay, nothing.
Gotcha.
So in theory, when you get down to the insurance part of it, this is going to be expensive, any employee that works for the town that is offered insurance that doesn't take it should get that stipend. Mm. So...
Absolutely. The girls are very much entitled to that, too.
Right. And so you're saying we should change it from 7 to 5?
I think that's a
solution that would
so
work.
So what you're asking, hold on.
Very strongly.
What you're saying is change the stipend from 7 to 5 and then pay him $28 an hour. It's literally the exact same amount.
It is exactly
literally the exact same amount.
Yes.
And just to be clear, it does say here insurance. We are offering all employees insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So mm-hmm. that's everybody.
Yes.
And that's something we have done. So mm-hmm. that's nothing new. That's just a.
But we're now going to pay the stipend to
right.
everybody. Which it's only.
Or we could maybe go in between on the. We, I don't know what this we stuff is all about.
So this is my
thing. I'm trying to have if, a quality road if, crew that's paid well, but not too well. Not so well that it's going to get you guys in trouble.
Right.
If the prospective hire was going to take the insurance, would you pay him $28?
Jeez, I don't know. I don't.
That's because really, this is like we don't know his qualifications. So, if you think that he's worth $28 an hour, if the town was paying for the insurance, that's a big difference. Like, take the insurance out of the equation. Is his experience worth $28?
Yes.
That's what I was trying to say. I think is that you know. He has that experience.
See, I don't.
And the part is,
and I don't either.
I have no idea.
The part of it is that you're adding $7. That's $7 an hour is going into their pocket
mm-hmm.
yeah.
every week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $7 an hour. Mm-hmm. Whether they work 35 hours or not, they're still getting that full amount.
Right.
Because it's a stipend that's not really tied to hourly wage.
Well, and that's why we separated it out. A lot of other towns have started to do the same thing. So with that in mind, it doesn't count towards overtime, that extra stipend. It doesn't count towards retirement. It doesn't. There's a lot of things it's not going to count towards because it's not the base hourly rate.
Yeah, it seems like that's an important thing too, Mark, Corey, that their hourly rate reflects that. The stipend is really, really nice, but you can see we added $7 to Cord and he countered.
I know, that's
what rubs me the wrong way is we're giving him $2 an hour more than what he requested, and now he's coming back to ask for more.
But it's in a way it's a cut in pay from he's making 28 now. And with a much smaller stipend, and they're going to have to pay the same amount for it. I think that would be a way to appease everyone.
So this is
and keep those rope burns off you guys.
So it's a game. It's a game of psychology.
It is to some extent. Yeah, it is.
Which is going to sound better to whom?
Well, the $28 an hour is more beneficial. Erica was just saying there's more benefits that come with the hourly rate than come with the stipend.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think about that?
I mean, I think people should be paid the hourly rate that they deserve based on their experience. So, you know, if there was no such thing as the stipend or the insurance, and they were just paid an hourly rate that they should be paid what they deserve. And I think this person deserves $28 an hour. As far as the stipend goes, we decided on this because it was less than what the insurance is. And, you know, as you said, and Mark said, like, if you had to take the insurance, like, nobody in town would bat an eye at it. But just because now there's a dollar value to it, everyone presumably may be upset about it. But if it can be presented to the public in a way that is like, well, you know, if they took the insurance, it would cost the town more than paying for the stipend. I think that's another way to look at it because that is true.
Very true.
And I'm sorry for getting after you, but
That's perfectly fine. It's that's what we're here for, is to have these discussions.
But I shouldn't have been that snappy about it.
No. It's
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, I mean, that's why we're here having this meeting now for this discussion. So it's not something that's done, you know, back corridor, if you will. So that way we're out in the open with it. So, and that's the thing is I don't know what his experience level is. You know, I'm not, I could say, okay, I can read a resume, right? It says, all right, we got 10 years or 5 years, whatever, doing this and this, and has this certification. I've read plenty of resumes where people have listed certifications in towns and things that they've done, and their quality of work versus another person whose resume isn't as good, completely different. So that's where I'm not an expert on highway crews. Supervising people, I'll call myself an expert, but which is why, you know, I'm trying to leave that decision to Max. And if he's saying that 28 an hour for the experience level is appropriate, regardless of benefits or anything else, then I can go with that. But if he was saying 26 an hour based on experience level alone, I could go with that as well. So that's where.
Agreed.
The ball's in your court on that, Max. So if you're saying 28.
28 it is.
If we do 28 and leave the stipend.
The benefit package is already made.
So okay, then I'm not leaving. Okay.
Well, that'll solve all the
problems. But you already get the insurance.
You're at 100% insurance there, so.
Which is worth way more than $11 an hour.
And yeah, awesome. Yeah, it is. $40,000 for
47. Yes, sir.
Man, that don't seem possible.
Well, when you had the platinum plan,
yeah,
for two people.
When we did FEMA paperwork, it's not as bad now, but
I know
can remember doing the FEMA.
You saved the town a lot of money by taking Medicare. I can't lie.
Yeah,
well, I know that too, but. You figure your perks onto the total that FEMA reimburses you.
Max's perks doubles his FEMA rate.
Mm-hmm. More than just simply because of insurance.
Would you grab the tire already?
All right, so to bring it back around, because I don't want to be here until 8:30 tonight. We need to make a decision.
So I'm just gonna make a motion that we allow Max to continue with what his decision is on this, based upon experience levels, and we'll, as a board, suck up the commentary otherwise. You know, if it comes down to that. So
I will also say, unless you don't want to make the decision.
Yeah.
Because obviously the new hire is technically hired by the three of you. So
right, 35 is, that's a lot.
That's extremely, yeah.
To start, and mm-hmm. you guys want to be able to get a raise at some point.
Yeah, in 10 years.
And right, when insurance becomes free.
Right.
You want to be able to afford your property taxes too, because you're going to blow the budget right out of the water.
So you guys aren't...
Mm.
Erase the motion for now, then.
I would just put it in Eric renamed his.
Yes, I'll rescind the motion.
Can be adjusted. No.
So.
You guys wouldn't consider
it. I'm sorry. Adjusting the stipend?
Yeah.
I would say we already spent 2 hours going over that.
We went over that quite heavily. And I mean, it is. It sounds crazy to say, but it is a cost savings for the town. You know, obviously, not to the point of if we did it on an individual basis, which we had been doing for quite some time, but I feel strongly that we do need to bring our standards up to the point where when somebody gets hired, we can explain exactly what the benefits are. And there's not a lot of separation between people, because right now we have 4 employees and we have 4 different benefits packages, 4 different hourly rates, 4 different everything. And
when I first read that, without any guidelines, you guys have nailed it. That's a beautiful employee policy. But that's a lot of money.
It's
a lot of money. I mean, nice. I mean, even Mark said it's an amazing offer.
I know. And Mark said, I was dumbfounded when I saw that. I was dumbfounded. So it is high.
It is very high. I understand high. That.
But it is in line with what other towns are doing and what other employers in the area are doing, too. Because
and I pushed for a buyout because you almost have to have, if you're going to offer insurance, you have to have a buyout. Mm-hmm. People who don't take it. You have to.
I never heard of such a thing until.
I never heard of it until you decided to bring this guy into the picture. It's the first time I ever heard of an insurance buyout.
Same
here.
Same.
But like Ben was just saying, that now that he's been discussing with other people, he's.
I would say coming here was the first time that I ever heard of somebody getting a higher hourly rate if they didn't take the insurance. Every job, everywhere I've ever been, it's been. This is the hourly rate. You can take the insurance if you like, but if you don't, that's still the hourly rate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
So, but the times, they are changing.
Yeah.
So. For sure. We got to pay people so they're not looking for jobs all the time, too.
So, I think we were pretty well set on that, stipend amount. I mean, it's something that
I think you should tell them.
Did we move in second?
I was going to say, can you tell me what the decision is? Because I'm like lost now.
Welcome to my world.
So I guess the motion is to go with the recommended hourly wage of $28 per hour based upon experience level with the benefits package as written.
I second it.
All in favor?
Yep.
Opposed? All right.
I do just want to clarify something in the benefits package, which was asked of me, and I said I would look into it. The stipend doesn't start until after the probationary period, correct? Because that's when people become eligible for insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. We don't specify that in here, so I think we should just make that change.
Sure.
And I think, so that's, we're looking at a potential higher date of August 1, right?
I think it was...
3rd.
The 3rd.
August 3rd, okay. Yeah. All right, thank you for that edit.
Just because I'm updating the policies currently, so I want to make sure this is... And I had told the person that that was my assumption, that it was 90 days after the probationary period because...
And that gets paid once a month, true?
Of the insurance.
Well, I think that's what... We were going to leave up to the clerk the payment of the stipend, whether it was once a month.
It'll be in their weekly paycheck.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
If that's the easiest way.
Or bi-weekly.
Right.
Because Riley crew gets paid bi-weekly.
So.
But they'll get it every paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be like a separate pay stub or on the same pay stub?
It'll be on the same pay stub.
Because that simplifies the taxes and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's cool.
Alright, so starting August 3rd, so 90 days. Any other discussion on highway crew?
No.
Alright. Thank you, Max. You can stick around if you'd like, but I think that's it. Any questions? Or?
Nope.
No. Feel free to call.
Well, I guess the paid time off would. He's got enough to cover those.
I think, you know, so long as he comes in with a doctor's note that, and you're happy with it.
And then obviously I'll want it so I could put it in his file. Just like all your doctor's notes are in your file. Can track Max's injury history just by looking at his HR file.
That's why we had to get a bigger safe.
Especially like this last decade.
I like your guy.
Thank you, Max.
And I hope we don't see rope marks.
That's all right. I brought shoulders. It's fine.
You were tough to that handshake the other day. Holy shit. Last guy that had hands like that was a mason.
They do have strong hands.
They do. I'm tired.
Yeah, their skin is like chew leather.
Chew leather, right?
I'll see you on Friday.
Okay. No. Thanks, Max. Juneteenth holiday.
Well, It's not here.
Okay.
We haven't figured that out yet.
It's not a holiday for me either.
So
well, we won't.
Job.
But have a good weekend.
I don't miss
yes. Have a good night. Thank you all.
Thanks,
all right.
Max.
Thanks, Max. See you, Max. All right. So the Sheffield Free Market proposal. Everybody have a chance to read through the letter.
Sure.
I was like, what's free market?
So
it was like. Farmers
long, long no, it's a farmer's market, but in order to be technically called a farmer's market, the board would have to carry insurance.
What's that
he just wants people to be able to come and set up and...
Basically,
he wants
to have
stuff.
A farmer's market without
us,
having to
the...
charge
he
everybody.
He said there's going to be... He did tell me that he was thinking of doing like a write-up where they have to sign that says like they're responsible for their own goods. So if they're selling food and somebody like goes home and gets sick, like that's on you. You can't come back on.
I will say that's great, but an attorney won't accept that. It's fine.
I mean, isn't that like a chance you take buying stuff from a farmer's market though?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yes. It, was just, it was just a disclosure that he was thinking about putting.
You're in buying it out of the back of somebody's truck.
Yeah.
And any requirements, obviously, that that the state has on public health would just have to be followed by the vendors. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
What is that, cottage law or something they call it? Yeah.
It's a cottage food vendor.
So I don't know if they have like a motion or something, so we can let Patrick know that he or nay.
I would say I make the motion that we can either file a letter of support or at least a verbal okay to Patrick that we support the farmer's market, or the free market, excuse me. Strike that to free market, please. So motion to support the free market on town property.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any nays? So, perfect.
Are the minutes enough of a written record for that? We could just tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, and then we could tell them. Yeah. And the LEMP.
Sorry. So the LEMP is just, it's the local emergency management plan.
Yeah.
It's never changes. It lists hardware stores in the area, points of contact in the, you know, it's pretty thorough so that if ever there is an emergency, anybody can pick up this emergency plan to be able to get people food, water, shelter, be able to contact us, everything that needs to be.
Do we keep a copy of it here?
No, we send it away so nobody will ever be able to read it if there's an emergency.
Perfect.
I don't know if you guys want to take a look, but you're the only one who has to sign it.
Thanks.
Is this on the website somewhere?
No. No, it's in the emergency management book.
Oh.
We have a book for that?
Oh, we got a book for that.
Yeah.
It's like a 3-inch binder for
Is that like, yeah, I have an app for that.
Mm-hmm. Is it as fancy as the 3-ring binders in the safe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It might actually be a 4-inch binder.
Wow.
Yeah. All so that we can be like, you know, common sense.
Yeah.
Make sure that people don't die during an emergency.
It's all under NIMS.
Yeah. So basically, you need to make a motion to adopt the LEMP. Somebody second it, and then.
So moved.
No.
Okay.
Say it.
Make a motion that we accept the LEMP as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed. All right. Done. Anything else?
Oh, did we want to? I think I had asked in an email, but do we want to put a deadline for, like, an internal deadline for us to review the policy handbook thing, so to speak, and then we can,
I thought we did that at the last meeting. It's the next meeting.
The July 1st,
yeah.
Right, and then after that, you know, it would be nice to have it in place for the new hire, which would be August 3rd.
I read through it all.
Shoot for it.
I have to. I guess what I was wondering is if you guys had any notes, if I'm putting it together in Microsoft Word under track changes, if you had any notes, if you wanted, I could take them from you at the next meeting and then put it in there. And then I was thinking actually, like, if we had a few minutes after the meeting on the 7th, we could review it.
Sure.
And then approve it so that it takes effect August 1st.
Okay, so you mean the 7th after the joint meeting?
Yeah.
In order to review it, we would have to warn a special meeting, come back here,
at like 7 o'clock.
At
or something.
After that meeting's done, yeah, and have a whole warned special meeting.
Oh. I think if we.
My thought is
we
could
probably do it on July. On the July what, 3 meeting? First meeting.
Yeah.
We can probably knock it out on the July 1st if we all agree to the edits and get it down. And then obviously it's just a matter of polishing it. But as long as we're all in agreement on the changes for the July 1 meeting, we should be good to go with it, go into effect for the August.
So would it be easier then if I made all the changes in Microsoft Word and then sent it out to you guys to review to see if you were fine with all the edits that I made?
Yeah, I mean, if once you've edited it and you want to send it out, and then we can all kind of take it. It's probably best if we bring it.
In order to discuss it, you will have to do it in the open.
We can read it, but the discussion will have to take place here versus over email or anything else. If there are disagreements as to edits or changes, so.
I'm just trying to figure out timeline for like getting it in place by August.
Well, so like if everybody, if we all three of us read it, review it, figure out what we want to edit, don't want to edit, come in, meet on that July 1 date, and come to an agreement that night, then it's just a matter of typing it up.
Just typing it up.
So, obviously if on July 1 we don't all agree, then we'll have to figure something out. And
I think we can probably hash
it out. So.
I had some markings on it.
Yeah, it's very comprehensive. I mean, I've reviewed it already once for the transfer station, and I mean, it's very comprehensive, and it really catches a lot of things. Obviously, I mean, there's going to be a little bit that we have to add to it just to make sure that it covers our town, but for the most part, it's boilerplate. So, in my opinion,
it's way more sophisticated than it needs to be, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, but that way it's just cut dry questions. So.
A lot of the edits I had are actually just like moving the addendum stuff up out of an addendum because it's not going to be an addendum for us. It's going to be part of our policy. So like editing, you know, the front page, moving that stuff up, numbering it. And then there was some stuff in there about like their time off and their
that's what we're going to have to figure. Everything else is superficial that you're saying. I mean, that's polishing. But
I'm glad you know how to do that because I have no idea.
I hate that Microsoft editor.
Does everybody use Microsoft Word?
Sometimes.
I have it.
Like if I sent you a document, you could open it and look at it? Yeah. Okay.
I can type things on it, but like moving stuff.
Oh, that. Oh, I hate that.
That's above my
pay grade. Track changes thing. That.
Never seen it. Don't know how to use it.
Don't. Don't. All right. Anything else?
Just open track changes and view it in simple viewer.
Mm-hmm.
That way it just like shows it, and then if you want to see something, you just click on the little red bar on the side and it'll show you what was changed.
Yeah. Any other comments? Anything else we're looking at? Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn at 6:35.
Second?
Alright, it's adjourned at 6:35.